This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and a real treat to have the brain of Dr. Meshad and just an all-around great guy from Southern Cancer Center joining us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun, Sean.
It is fun, and there's so much that it's just fascinating what's happening with Southern Cancer Center. First of all, let's back up for a second and talk about what y'all do with Southern Cancer Center. People hear your name here on the station. What do y'all do a day at Southern Cancer Center?
Well, basically we treat patients who have malignancies or hematological disorders.
Okay.
And it's mostly probably 80-20 malignancy versus heme. But patients with cancer that we see them initially, we make recommendations. If it's surgery, we send them to a surgeon. If it's radiation, we send them to a radiation oncologist. Or if they need systemic therapy, we take care of them.
And we're going to get to that, too, the systemic
yes.
therapy. Fascinating. I guess let's go back and talk about, y'all do tumor testing and precision medicine. So tumor testing is like just testing if it's malignant, or what does that mean?
Well, once you have an established diagnosis of a malignancy,
that's
cancer,
tumors, right?
Tumor is a Latin word that just means swelling.
Okay.
And there are benign tumors and malignant tumors.
Okay.
And what we're talking about.
Y'all are interested in the malignant tumors.
Malignant yeah. tumors, and that's cancer.
Okay.
Okay. So when someone has cancer, you literally have to have a piece of tissue of some sort to confirm that it is cancer.
Okay.
And then you can take that tissue, analyze it further, and take it several levels down to figure out not only what it is and where it came from, but how the best way to treat it is.
So you got to ID, just because it's a tumor doesn't tell you what kind. I mean, you got to ID, okay, number one, malignant. Number two, what kind of cancer, right?
Correct. So I think, probably a simple example would be breast cancer.
Okay.
So a woman comes in with a lump in her breast. It's biopsied, and it's cancer.
Okay.
And there's several different types, but the most common one would be called infiltrating ductal cancer. And so then, from our standpoint, we want to know several things. What's the size of it? What's the grade of the tumor? How fast is it growing? What does it look like? What do the cells look like? Are they turning over rapidly, or are they very indolent? Does it look like normal breast cancer? Normal breast tissue, or is it vastly different so that it's highly malignant? Once you've determined that, then you want to know, is it driven by estrogen, where you can treat it with estrogen-blocking drugs? Does it have a gene mutation like the HER2-new gene, so you can use targeted therapy? Is surgery alone all you need, or do you need surgery and radiation, and after surgery and radiation, which are local and regional treatments, do you need more like chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, targeted? There's all
sorts. And this information, when y'all do this biopsy, you get this, you're pulling this from that sample. All these questions.
This comes from the cancer itself.
You look at it and you go, all right, we've seen one of these before, and it means this, 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 and this.
Well, you get a profile of the malignancy, and then you can.
So that's the tumor profiling that y'all do.
Yes.
You talk about ways to deal with, and those of us that, I don't know a person out there that doesn't have somebody in their family or friends that have had cancer, and you hear this, okay, they get a diagnosis of cancer. Now, people say chemotherapy. You talked about chemotherapy, but let's talk about it. You said surgery. You talk about radiation. You talk about systemic. So let's start first with surgery. I guess is that the...
So we'll start first with cancer.
Okay.
We have a person who has cancer in some organ.
You've taken the biopsy. We now know that they have cancer.
Okay. If it's a localized cancer, it can be removed surgically.
Is that like we hear with like skin cancer? Sometimes you're removing that piece or
yes.
Okay.
Well, what you're trying to do is remove the cancer with margins.
Yeah, I know y'all take out more than...
More, so that you're not being real close. You've got a good several, millimeter or centimeter margins.
Okay.
And then you look at the regional lymph nodes. And nowadays, If you look, let's say there's a melanoma on the skin.
Okay.
They remove the melanoma, and you can see how deep it is or how aggressive it is. And then you can do what's called sentinel node biopsies, so that you inject the area of the cancer with a radioactive material that goes to the lymph nodes.
And that are connected to that area.
It'll go to the lymph node that the cancer's most likely to go to.
Because it's going to travel back through
the
that.
The same way the cancer goes. And if that lymph node is negative, the sentinel lymph node, then it hasn't spread. If the sentinel lymph node has malignant cells in it, then you know that the cancer has spread to the lymph nodes, and you have to be more aggressive with your treatment. The real innovation of the sentinel lymph node concept, and it's changed the way we treat breast cancer and melanoma. In the old days, when a woman had a breast cancer, she would have a mastectomy or a lumpectomy, and then they would remove all the lymph nodes.
Right.
In the old days, they'd get 40, 50, 60 lymph nodes out.
And you pointed under your arm. I remember this from family members, that that's where they would go to.
That's where the breast cancer would tend to go, is to the lymph nodes under the arm.
So like a secondary surgery to remove those.
Yes, and they would do this huge operation removing the lymph nodes, and it could be complicated because you've removed all these lymphatics, and the arm could swell.
Okay.
It's called lymphedema, and it could be very disabling. Well, now, with the sentinel lymph node technique, they know which one, two, or three lymph nodes to look at, the ones that take up.
It's precise, then.
So that you take that lymph node out, and instead of what they used to do, I mean, if you've got 60 lymph nodes, how are you going to look at them all? You cut them in half, and you look at them.
Yeah.
These lymph nodes, now that they're just dealing with one or two, they will do sections all through the lymph node. They will stain it. They'll do immunoperoxidase stains. They'll do all these special stains where they can find even two or three cancer cells, whereas before it had to be completely involved before you would see it.
Wow.
So now with sentinel node technology, we can find these cells that have gone to the lymph node. And what it means is that that cancer was shedding into the lymphatics and going to the lymph nodes. When it does that, it has access to the blood system and can go to distant organs. The problem is we can't see individual cells on x-rays mm-hmm. or CT scans or MRI scans, even a PET scan. You have to have a cancer that's probably a centimeter. Let's just say that for convenience.
Okay.
A 1 centimeter metastasis has 1 billion cancer cells in it.
Oh, my.
So what we're looking at now is lymph nodes that may have 100 cancer cells, and we can see that.
That you move that much further in, for the layman, zooming in. You magnified how
because
you can see.
If you did x-ray studies, these lymph nodes would look normal. They would be normal on a PET scan, but when you actually remove the lymph node because it took up that contrast or
right.
that radioactivity, you can examine the entire lymph node, and literally you can find 10 cancer cells.
Wow. So this is so the process here, you were talking about the surgery, the specific surgery around that area, and then the connected lymph nodes in it. So if you then get that lymph node, if you take that lymph node out and it had those 100 cancer cells or whatever, can you then, is that, have you gotten it then, Dr. Michaud? I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like, if you get the actual spot and then you get the connected lymph nodes and did you get it at that? I mean, is that?
That's the problem, because the fact that it spread to the lymph node
okay.
means that it had access to the bloodstream.
Does that always equal it getting in there?
No, it doesn't. But the risk
right.
is much higher.
Right, so there's a chance.
So when someone has positive lymph nodes, we typically give them some kind of treatment that goes all over the body. That's systemic treatment.
All right, and I want to do that. We're going to come back on a future show and talk about systemic treatment. We're talking with Dr. Bishan from Southern Cancer Center. And people, listen to this. I mean, these are the folks that have done this before. You all have seen this before, and you can guide us in the right direction. So if somebody's, you know, gets a chance to, you know, come see y'all, it is kind of a total, even though you said you can send us here, send us there, It's a total cancer treatment. I mean, it's a total approach to cancer, which
it's called a multidisciplinary approach.
There you go. So that's the actual word for it.
A medical oncologist, a radiation oncologist, and a surgeon. And we all get together on almost every case and discuss. Each of us has our own part to play, and we try to put it together that gives the patient the best chance of cure.
This is fantastic. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.